Jimmy.
Morning, Jimmy.
G'day, Tim. Have you guys got the corporate box? How do I win a ticket to get in there? That would be all time.
Well, you're going to be far too busy for that. You've got your OB, your outside broadcast.
You're calling the game.
Yeah.
And we don't want you there, Jim.
Thanks very much. Yeah, what this now, doesn't this sort of underline we're actually in footy season? Yeah, two rounds down, but finally at home, Friday night footy, it feels, you know, it just feels like you're right in footy season. And the Knights haven't lost the season opener at home since 2014, I think. So, gosh, it's going to be hard given the circumstances. But, yeah, no, it's a good trend, and let's hope that does continue. But you're right, we'll be kicking things off early at the front with EOB, with MG packing his mouthguard and boots just in case we need him.
Well, we all thought that too. And just looking at the run on side, we were talking yesterday, Jim, it's not so bad, really.
Yeah. Yes, I know. You try and look at the positives here, but it's hard to miss some of those big names, the co-captains, Tyson Brazil.
Yeah.
Not there as well. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if this even changes again before kickoff tomorrow. I think there's still some question marks there for Jack Johns in particular, and maybe one or two others. Look, trying to look at the positives, but fingers crossed this is the 17 that starts.
The news this week, though, has been dominated by the chat, and it rears its head every so often around concussion and Kalyn Ponga. What have you been listening to, reading, thinking about how long does a young man like Kalyn have in the game if this continues to happen?
Oh, that sort of commentary is... It's really hard, isn't it? Because he clearly does have some issues now. That's what, the fourth concussion in 10 months. So you really do have to have think about where does his future lie in this really hectic contact sport. And look, that comes down to those close and those specialists. And we've got one of the best in Chris Levi, as we know, who specialises in this area. I think the big thing is not to rush him back. The risk there would be, and given the circumstances, start of the season, he's the highest paid player, he's the co-captain, he wants to play. But we just can't simply expect him to be good in a week, in 2 weeks, in three, without knowing himself if he's confident to get out there. And the only way he'll know that is if he gets the right advice. So all we can add to this commentary as much as we like simply just comes down to that medical advice and then his own confidence of getting back out there.
It's interesting, and we've talked to a couple of experts in this week, but even from just a punter view, have you noticed that when you see players that have had a few concussions, it's almost like, and again, this is just a punter point of view, it's almost like it takes less and less and less to knock them out.
They say that. Yeah, they call it the boxer syndrome.
Yes.
Once you start getting knocked out, the easier it looks like that then happens. I will say this, though. Kalyn, after the game, in fact, not even still in the game, was actually up and quite bright. And I think that surprised a few people, given the heavy nature of that contact he copped in the first minute against the Tigers. And you saw him run out straight after the game and celebrate with his players. You know, that is a good indication that he was feeling well. It's certainly not a medical definition to say you're right to come back and play. That he's a long way off that. But there is no line of sight on a return here, and I think we would be far too ahead of the game to say, even put a return date on there. But look, I'd be surprised if we saw him back in the next 2 to 3, if not a month.
Well, the new protocols, now that the commission, the Rugby League Commission, agreed on Tuesday night, they come into effect tonight at the start of round three, and that is there will be an 11-day mandatory stand-down period for concussed players.
Imagine when you're in the finals. You're in the finals and you lose your key player for a light knock.
Yeah.
10-day. That's going to be a big thing down the track.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's going to happen. It'll happen this year. It'll happen at Origin. It'll happen definitely in the finals. I'm almost certain it's going to happen for a player of the grand final. You really hope it doesn't. But you think about how brutal some of those preliminary finals have been in the past. You know, for a player to get through that without some sort of a head knock would be a surprise given the way things go at the moment. And I wouldn't be surprised if they look at that 2-week gap between the prelim finals and the grand final very soon. They can't do it this year, but I'd say it will come in not too far away. And that's it. NFL do it. The AFL now do it. I think the NRL will probably look at that too, if particularly going on what they'll have as a sample size later this year. But look, that's all down the track. I mean, it's all about tomorrow night and this team. And I think we have to give credit where credit is due. We've all talked about this need for the team to be resilient when things go wrong. Boy, oh boy, that win last Sunday afternoon, and I'm with MG and Hags, I've seen just about every Knights game since their inception, one of the bravest ever. I don't think anyone could take that away from them.
Definitely.
But they're going to have to do it again tomorrow night with really difficult circumstances. But
the Dolphins are going to turn up cocky.
Yeah, well, that's the time to play them, isn't it, after two wins? But can the Knights pull one out of the bag tomorrow night, Jim?
Oh, it's going to be tough. Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. With a team with two debutants, and look, let's be fair, we're Googling some of these guys to find out just who they are, you know, and how much experience do they have. It's going to come down to some key men, no doubt. But I really liked what I saw from Hastings and Gamble. Look, Tyson Gamble's rushed out there 90 seconds into a game. He was only expected to play a stint off the bench as a utility forward. He's played a key playmaking role and actually looked really good with Hastings.
I really enjoyed the fact that, you can actually enjoy liking a pest because he's on your side.
Hey, the double pests, apparently. They reckon Jackson's the biggest pest and Tyson Gamble. Wasn't he giving some feedback to the Tigers out there? I like it. You can take a team along for the ride because you can clearly see you're in for the fight. It's going to be tough, guys. Dane Gagai, game 150. I thought he played probably one of his best games for the club last weekend, first week yet. So another performance like that. It's just like building blocks. You've got to get in there, set a platform. Then you start biting off. Hang in the fight. And then I reckon this crowd, 20,000 of which they reckon, we might be good.
All right. We'll have a great call tomorrow night, but we've got to go. We're late.
Go for it, crew. Love you.
See ya.
On you, Jim. See you at the game tomorrow night.